something Mary said just now. You read the Bible and something pops out at you. How many times I've read the book of Ephesians, I wouldn't like to try and guess, but I was reading it just these last few days. And in chapter 4, well, before I get to that, Ephesians has got a lot to say about us individually, but it also has a lot to say about us collectively, in fellowship together. And it's absolutely a super book, and I'm not surprised that I get blessed most times I get back to it. But in Ephesians chapter 4, I found one word that turned up three times, which I hadn't realized before. And the Lord spoke to me through it. So I'll just read a little bit from Ephesians chapter 4, starting at verse 4. You don't need to put it up, because I've got a different version, Gavin. It'll confuse if you want to put it up, but anyway. There is one body and one spirit, just as also you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. He's talking to believers. He's talking to those who are in Christ. So that's who he's talking to. That's who the letter is addressed to. Those who are in Christ. One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us in the body of Christ, to each one of us grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led captive a host of captives and he gave gifts to men. This expression, he ascended, what's it mean except that he also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is himself, he who descended is himself also he who ascended far above the heavens, so that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of service. I'd like to just stop there in a minute. In the King James Version, there's a comma after saints. That is not there. Because the Greek actually says, for the equipping of the saints into the work of service. So these guys, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers, they're not the ones that do the work of service. They're the ones who help to equip the saints so that the saints do the work of service. Two, and what is the work of service? To the building up of the body of Christ. Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. So that, no longer being children, tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming, speaking the truth in love, we would grow up in all aspects into him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, and apparently what the Greek actually says is through every joint of the supply, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. We could share on that passage for about 3 weeks, I would think. There is so much in there. But I'd just like to pull out this word that's turned up three times. And you'll have heard it twice in what I was reading, but in fact, in that last verse, it says, according to the proper working of each individual part. Apparently, again, the Greek says, the working in measure of each part. And that's the word that I saw these three times, the word measure. First of all, in verse 7, to each one of us grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Now, what Paul's talking about here is us sharing together and what we have to share to give with each other, which is very appropriate for this sort of meeting together. Incidentally, just throw a thought in. I can't find any services in the New Testament. I can only find meetings. I can find lots of services in the Old Testament where someone's at the front leading it, but in the New Testament all I can find is people sharing together, which is what he's writing about here. Ephesians, Paul does talk about the grace that we have been given individually. That's also here, earlier chapters. But what he's talking about here is grace to share with each other. And it's given in measure. You haven't got it all, I haven't got it all. We've got a measure. The Lord has given something to you, something to me, something to the next person. Why? So that we can share it together. And in the last verse, it causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. I do love that word building up. It means building a house. It's an ordinary down-to-earth building word. It means building a house. So that's what we are called to be part of. God is building his church, his, the body of Christ. We're called to be part of that building process. And that's why we've been given something, each of us, to share. And in, I'm not going to go to 1 Corinthians 14, but in 1 Corinthians 14, Paul says, you've all got something to give. When you get together, everyone's got something. And that's what he's saying again here. So anyway, we've been given it in measure. And if we can't just look to one person. It's for the body to make. It says the body makes the body grow. It's basically what it's saying in this passage. There's another exciting use of the word measure in verse 13. This is where we're going with this building, this growing process. Because, as I said earlier, the prophets, evangelists, pastors, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers aren't the ones that do the work. They're the ones who equip the saints to do the work. And that, what is that work? The building up of the body of Christ. Is that word building again? Building a house. Listen to this verse 13. Until we all attain to the unity of the faith, the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to listen to this, this is incredible, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. Do you know what he's saying? This building process that is going on with us is leading us, what does he say? The measure, there's that word measure again, of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. Oh no, that'll never happen. But that Paul says, yes, that is what is happening. That is happening. We are, individually and collectively, being moved forward to the stature that belongs to the fullness of Christ. That's, what a measure that is. Goodness me. That's a different sort of measure, isn't it? The measure which the grace has been given to us is a bit for you, a bit for me, a bit for the next person. But this is the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That is an incredibly large measure, which we can't really, well, we can begin to imagine it. But we tend to tell ourselves it'll never happen, but though Paul says yes, and the Lord says yes, that's what's happening. That's the process that's going on. But it depends on this last use of the word measure in verse 16. Speaking the truth in love, actually the word just says truthing. And we don't have a word truthing, but that's what the Greek says. Being completely real in love. Growing up into all aspects, in all aspects into him who is the head. This is all again. Growing up in all aspects into him who is the head. That's our heritage. That's our inheritance, to grow up into Christ in every aspect. From whom the whole body, he's talking again about the whole body, being fitted and held together through every joint of the supply, that's you and me, every joint of the supply, if we belong to Jesus, we're part of that supply to each other. According to the working in measure of each individual part. So the growth of the body depends on you and me working in measure according to the grace that God has given us through the Lord Jesus, so that we can build each other up and see the body of Christ built up together.